Tim Patrick joining us here on the postgame show. You pretty happy with that performance tonight, Tim Patrick?
It was okay. I had that drop. That kind of made me frustrated.
Yeah, that'll frustrate you, but walk us through. You had the 54-yard catch, but walk us through that play we just heard there on the goal line. You get down there, and Troy goes that play action, and did you feel like that play was there for you when you lined up?
Yeah, I had a smaller DB on me, so I knew if he pressed me, I could just use my size and get inside on him. But he played a little bit off, so I just used my quickness and hurry up and got inside, and Troy put it right there on the money.
Tim, it looks like you're doing just about everything. You catch the ball on the inside, the quick slants, and you're getting deep. You get behind the defensive backs, and you catch the deep ball as well and catch it over the middle. What is it that makes you such a complete receiver?
Just what you said, the ability to catch it inside and the ability to take it over the top. I feel like most receivers my size, they usually have to use their size a lot to get open, but I have the quickness and the speed to get open too.
What is it about you and Troy? It seems like the two of you are really on the same page. You kind of seem to be the guy, his go-to guy. Did you work with him extra in the off season? What is it with the two of you right now?
We all work together. Just right now, I'm the one making the plays, but we have a lot of receivers that can make a lot of plays, and we plan on them making plays next weekend on more during the season.
Do you ever go into the huddle and just tell Troy to throw you the ball?
Not verbally, but I do in my eyes.
You give him the look?
Yeah, I give him the look to find me.
You had Corey Butler Bird back tonight, and he made the one really big play late on that screen to the outside, and in the first quarter made that big 44-yard play. What does having him back do for the offense?
Just another explosive guy that can make a big play at any play at a time. You've seen it was a screen, caught behind line screaming, and he took it for probably 60. So it just gives us more weapons on the field.
It felt like the Utah offense took a little bit to get on track tonight. Can you tell us, do you have any sense of why it was such a slow start for the offensive unit?
I know skill position-wise, all of our first time, like, really playing. So I think we're just trying to figure each other out and gel together. So I don't know. We're working hard every day, so it's gonna happen one of these days.
You excited about having SC come to your place next week?
Yes, I'm very excited. That's how Utah and BYU is. That's how most of the Cali guys are against. How most of the Cali guys feel about USC.
You'll get to see your old friend Stevie Tuikulavatu as well. The former Ute decided to go play for the Trojans.
Yeah, that's gonna be. I'm definitely going to be talking to him most of the game, but it's going to be fun, man. Me and my team, we can't wait.
Well, Tim, congratulations on the game tonight. 6 catches, 121 yards is outstanding, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thank you, guys.
There you go. Tim Patrick with us here on the postgame show tonight.